at a ultrasound place, like a CAT scan ultrasound place.
It was just you and pregnant
like a
ladies?
Baby, like a baby place. That's why it was
yeah,
like that.
Baby.
Yeah,
I kept,
for
my
sure.
Dad
it wasn't
kept,
for your balls. It was for women.
Well, they did it on my balls. Turns out they're twins.
How are your balls?
They're okay. I am suffering from epididymitis. I'm suffering from epididymitis right now, which seems to be more common than I thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
But just not a lot of people are vocal about it. So I'm happy to be vocal about it and say that I'm struggling with it right now. Raise awareness for epididymitis. I'm almost done with my antibiotics and it still kind of hurts. So that makes me nervous.
Shit. Yeah. That sucks.
I tried to be sexually active this morning and the pain came right back.
And I brought everyone up. Brittany was with me and we went and fed the pony. And I was just giving it grass. My uncle's like, oh, I got like horse feed. You can dump it in the thing. So we dumped horse feed in. And dude, the pony was so excited. Its dong just came out. And I was just watching my fucking wife be like, 31. Oh my God. And I was like, dude, the fucking dong on a Shetland pony. It was thickums. It was thick and long.
Fuck.
He just dropped like a fucking, not quite a cocaine. Cody. The code master, dude.
Cody Rhodes.
Cody came down. Bro, Cody just dropped while he was eating. Dropped dong while eating. As soon as he finished, it was just like sucked back in. My wife was like, what the hell? And I was like, yeah. Just glancing. I was like, oh my God. Flass. Just like, it was weird. It wasn't bricked up. It was just dropped. Like,
yeah,
swollen,
just dropped.
Flaccid dong. Just
that's way more enviable. Yeah.
And it was a Shetland too. It's like, bro, it's not even a full horse. And I was just like,
Shetland?
Not even in my dreams, bro. This thing was crazy.
Yeah.
Just dropped like an HBO Lord of the, just a full fucking flash dog.
Showstopper.
Total showstopper, dude. And it was my wife and her friend just like, oh my God. And I was like, all right, guys, come on. Let's go see some other parts of this place. This is fucking bullshit.
Yeah, it's funny that men have that and women, you know. You never see like a fucking dog's pussy and go, yeah, geez.
Pussy on the dog's wet as hell. Thing's glistening. Just a nice buttery mini butt on the dog.
All right. That's good. That's the end of the podcast. We'll go to the Patreon.
I'll be doing the blue. I wear red light glasses. Once I put my dick wheel on every night, my wife's going to be so turned on, dude.
You are going to look like a fucking bad guy in a video game of the dick wheel.
You're going to be fucking crazy. It's going to be satanic, dude. If your kids walk in.
They're not going to walk in on that.
If your kid walks in and sees you in red glasses naked using a dick wheel, it's going to be life altering.
I'll do it at my office. I'll do it at my office alone.
You're going to look like an AI prompt. Draw a bad guy who's naked, who's dragging his dick bigger.
Draw a horny villain.
Well, I'm going to go for just horny fully, villain. Fully functional. I'm going to go for fully functional. That's dude. All. I want to go. Did you have a, I mean.
You're 100% on your villain arc, bro.
Dude, I welcome it. That'd be sick.
I love how you started working out for 3 weeks. Now you're trying your dick huge.
I stopped working out for a couple weeks.
Why?
Also.
Body's done, dude. Mission accomplished. Now it's on to the cock.
That's how I am right. I'm very charged up right now because I engaged in a sexual act, but I didn't get to finish the sexual act. So now I'm sort of just angry and in pain in my testicle hurts.
Dude, I'm telling you, I've been
sorry, that's TMI.
Have you taken to the bottle at all?
Did you send on Instagram? The delt guy?
The delt guy? That's natural.
Yeah, obviously.
Any turn black.
Totally natural.
My girlfriend's dad
does. Yeah. You got to get spray tanned heavily when you're bodybuilding. But dude, he was saying these guys get so much injection. Some dudes end up with fat basketball dicks that they need to use a sounding rod to help them pee. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, he destroyed his dick. He ruined his dick. He couldn't get it hard anymore. He's like, dude, I don't even care about being big. I just want my dick to work again. That's when he started his research. I'm not going to go into he figured out how to increase. It's like a common thing in the medical literature, but it's basically how to increase your vascular system with cardio, exercise, and then take the growth factor that grows during cardio. And then kind of while that's in your blood flow, manipulating your penis in the primal movement pattern of a woman who's trying to get an orgasm, which she goes up. He sat there for hours with the clipboard and watched porn of and took notes of how women move.
Did he make the squirting video?
Did he make the squirt tutorial?
Did he think those were real orgasms on Pornhub? He's going to be bummed out.
some. I mean, if they're amateur, here's what he figured out. A woman goes up like this. She goes like, when she's coming up, she bucks forward. When she's going down, she bucks back. So he figured out you have to push blood up through your spongioso layer, which is the underbelly of your dick, up to the glans, and then down through the side dorsal veins on the side. And he figured out how to move blood. And then he said his dong came back and it's bigger than ever now, based on the way he moves it. And he has a little thing, like it's like a wheel that goes and like just keeps spinning blood up and down, up and down.
I'm more of a semen.
The whole idea to grow your vascular system, you have to just force blood through it at a higher volumes. And it's like your muscles, but that's what makes them adapt. That's his theory. So I'm going to try one out. I'll let you guys know. I'll keep detailed logs.
I didn't want to be nurse. I was kind of just ashamed of myself. So I just sat on the couch and iced my test
long away.
A sober losing a boner has got to be tough.
I didn't even lose the boner. It was just my nut hurt really bad.
So you're just icing your going. Giant dick on the couch?
No, my testicle.
It was so pathetic. I just had to ice my giant hard dick on the couch.
No. It wasn't hard at the time of the icing.
I was just hot, giant, soft, sick.
Fucking piece of shit. That's not what I'm saying. Be careful. You're going to want to hear this.
Which one? I sent my dick to a dude on Snapchat. I thought it was a lady.
Yeah, it happens to the best of us.
Yeah. True. But you, I admire the fact you were like, go ahead and release it to all my friends. They're cool.
There's nothing. You literally, so they get your Instagram, so they see who your friends are, and then they go, this is who I'm about to send it to if you don't give me $2,000.
Oh, my God.
And you go,
fucking Black Mirror.
Well, you got to send it because you can't negotiate. They're going to go, all right, here's another list, 2,000 more. I'm sending it to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't negotiate with terrorists.
No, you can't negotiate with these dictators.
What I'm saying.
He didn't even send it, did he?
Oh, he sent it.
What?
He sent it out.
He did send it out?
Yeah, but nobody answered it. Like, everybody was like, this guy sent me a message about you. I was like, don't.
Oh, don't wow. Everyone opened it. Just so you know. Every single... I would fucking open it. Everyone's opening that.
Yeah, true.
We were talking about this
horrible
recently, and a girl told me, because we were sharing stories about this, how it happens to people, and a girl was like, happened to my brother, and it got sent to every single member of my family.
Oh, my God.
He was like 18 when he did it. It got sent to his sister, and it was a video of him jacking off.
Oh, my God.
With his face in it. Like,
it's like, yeah, this is...
But fucking people are evil. Terrorists. People are evil.
Yeah, that's shitty.
That's like that Black Mirror episode. And they made him do all that crazy shit.
Like, fuck a pig.
No, that was a different episode.
The bag's on me. Oh,
The bag's on my dick before it goes under that pig.
Going to these bathrooms, I was about to say, like, there's no ceiling a lot of the times. You're like, it's a sky, but you're in the bathroom. I'm like, bro, I fucking love the bathrooms. And we turn a corner, just a fucking glistening hog. And I didn't finish my sentence. I'm like, dude,
you know what I love about
I walk in, it's just a dude rinsing off. And like... I think he was bricked, honestly. It was like a bricked up hog. And then the guy just talking this close to him while he's showering. And the dude, Corey, we just both went silent, just staring straight ahead. Like, as soon as he like went, I was like almost just,
stunned,
dude, I almost just walked out. I almost turned around. And then like, I walked to an emergency exit and it was like in a dead end. We both just stood there. And I was like, dude, I didn't know that guy was going to be there. I didn't know that guy was going to be there. He's like, dude, chill. I'll go to the stall. I'll get changed. I was like, what the fuck are we going to do? We can't get naked with each other. And he's like, I'll go to the bathroom stall. And I was like, all right, cool. And he was like, dude, that guy's bricked up for real. That guy was crazy. So we like giggle and walk back in. And he goes in the stall and gets changed. And I turned and gave the guy, bricked up guy, butt. I pulled trowel.
The bricked up guy
I showed him my ass. Because I was like, I can't. Dude, dude, I'm not going to give him tenis, dude. Although that could have equalized.
Why are you guys getting naked in there?
I was like, well, he had hog out. And I was going to do like. Dressed because I gave the stall obviously to the guests. I'm like, yeah, I'll handle the streets out here. So then I'm like, you go in. And then I was like, I felt kind of like a bitch getting dressed under my towel when the guy was presenting hog. So I just presented my strong suit, which is my cake. So I presented because I was like fully shrimped out. So I was like, I'm gonna show him my cake, bro.
A hog like that'll shrimp you out.
I was shrimp from the water.
You see a monster hog like that?
I couldn't present, dude. Yeah, I was shit. Fucked. He was having a conversation, glistening hog in what the sun. Like,
do you remember what he was talking about?
It was like a flashback. Yeah. It was just like, it was probably like a city employee. I think that's, he struck me as like a guy when you go get like a construction permit. He's like, I don't know, man. I don't know. He struck me as one of those guys.
I thought he was
total composure.
It sounded like a homosexual man.
Very high probability. Yeah. Very high probability actually.
So, but then I did have a palate cleanser. So then I, you know, I got my clothes on. You know, I abandoned the towel. I was partially a man in the locker room, but I did show ass. And then I turned around. Corey, I'm like, I'm dressed. Corey comes out, he's dressed. And we turned around. There was an old man who had walked in. I was like, oh no, dude, we got another incoming hog. Bro was inverted. And that was like a palate cleanser for me. I was like, all right, here we go. We got like an old inverted penis, a fucking glistening Mexican hog. By then he had pulled on the briefs, thank God. Dude, the guy fucking like close talked him the whole time he was showering. It was so funny.
What the fuck is going on?
It was crazy, dude. I've never been in the locker room before at Barton Springs.
Yeah.
So I was like,
I would imagine that is definitely a hot spot.
Bro, I kind of put that together. I got there. I went, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because the bros were happy in there. The bros were in there, chipper as could be.
Everyone in there has a Ukraine flag in their front.
Yeah.
Every single one of them.
I felt so bad to be like, this is one of my favorite things. They're down here. We turn a corner. I went, oh, God damn it. Fuck. Worst pair of pants I've ever had. I know what they are. So I had these, another brand of high-end activewear, but they were so sleek. They felt almost like pantyhose.
Mm.
And I would get I'm just talking pants right now. No bull. I would have like a doorbell bulge. It looked like you could literally press the button and enter my house. They were so tough. First of all, they were like so tight on me and I felt like a girl.
You're saying your dick and nuts were sticking out.
Yeah. Like I was dressed.
But
I felt
it was
like
soft
I was,
enough that it'd probably give you a slight chub all day.
That's the thing. But then it goes away. I was just so conflicted because I was like, am I like that one politician's husband? If you know what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah.
I felt like him.
Chocolate
a little.
Blue.
I felt like him a little bit. Worst experience with pants ever. And well, then I was hard on the flight the whole
you're
time.
You're going
to, you know, just cross it over to English and you're like, is that a fucking thing?
Humble,
this chick with their fucking
humble tits,
narcissistic, big fat, narcissistic titties. You're like, bitch.
How come we can't do that?
That's dude. The fact that I didn't. Yeah, true.
Lucky that my dick is small and humble,
not standing like a mountain. Just like rolling around, screaming in pain. The guy's just going fucking right, dude.
Have you ever taken one?
No, no, no.
Okay,
how about never. You?
A gas station. Mm-hmm.
I took a Blue Chew before. Not that stuff. No.
Did it work?
Yeah.
Bluetooths work.
I don't know.
No, the doctor told me I couldn't take them.
Really?
He said my dick's too small. I'll get a prolapsed anus if I take it. my ass will just pop out.
He's got a lot of doctor's advice.
I never go to the doctor. Yeah. I just make it up.
There's a guy reading a chart telling you that.
Your asshole will pop out.
You're going to want to sit down for this. This type of news is never easy. You're not allowed to have gas station boner pills. You ever have your ass pop out from too hard of a boner?
Is that a thing?
Something that afflicts the white community. That's why we're so ornery.
Yeah. That's why we don't dance at weddings.
It could happen at any moment. Dude. Yeah. If you grind at all, your butt could fall out.
Your asshole flies out.
And it's quick, too. You'd think it would take, like, slow. It's just punches out of your back of your slacks. Let me tell you something. The first thing I did with that, straight to my penis.
What is that thing? What is that thing?
It's one of those massagers, Theraguns.
Oh, nice.
I literally use that on my penis, but yes, you can touch
it. Like till you busted?
No.
Oh, come here. Give me that thing. Who cares? You hit my back for a second, brother?
It's so nice.
My back's fried.
That's from Bert.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It's not working. Oh.
Here, let me see it. I'll get you back.
Ah! Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, it's awesome. Work that out in a minute. That's nice, dude.
You gotta just hold it down.
There we go.
Yeah. That thing, I would never use it again, though, because the short time it was on my penis, I realized we might be onto something here.
I put one on my penis, and it didn't feel good. It just hurt.
Yeah, that's
really?
A puncher,
dude. It was just
dude.
Hurting my balls. Yeah, I was smacking my balls
well,
around.
If I put it on my nuts, yes, that would hurt. That would really, really hurt.
Use it for ball torture? Fuck.
No, you put a Theragun on the tip of your penis.
Yeah.
You're going to jizz.
Yeah, I can see
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did you not jizz?
Because somebody
jizz.
Was here.
Oh, okay.
I was just kind of... I'm going to do that the second I get to be alone, dude.
can't wait.
You could put it in your pocket and just fap. Yeah. Just have it going in your pocket.
You should raise awareness about your swollen epididymis. Do you think it has to do with your giant dick banging against it?
No. Yeah. It obviously does have a giant dick. We both, but we can put the rest. We can put to rest the idea that TSA scans you if you have a big dick, because I got scanned.
What?
Full penis.
So far, the only people I know that happened to are you, Nate, and Shannon Sharp. So
I've seen Guard Dog get it, and Nate and Sean both have world-renowned giant hogs.
It could have just been your aura. Your aura might have been crazy that day.
It is uncomfortable. I've never had the guy do the back of the hands thing, and they really do it.
Yo. Yeah.
They really stroke you.
What?
It's fucked up.
Yeah, I think that would have hurt if it happened to me right now. My testicles are so swollen and tender.
That would have sucked. Whenever.